Hey, it's Errol. I'm a daily writer. My first book, One Man's 1021 Thoughts, has earned me only one response. Dude, I don't understand what you've even written here. The book covers the daily imprints made for 1,021 days, starting in August of 1997. That was a long time ago. It's 2016, so I'm going back to the pages where the thoughts originated because I believe, as a writer, what we wrote back then communicates to our present in 2016. This is your daily ray of light. Today we're going to put focus on November 3rd, 1998. It's called Carolina Fall. I turned to face my ink. It's bathed in a golden color to symbolize the departure of seasons. A leaf falls from heaven. Its tumble, that of a carefully maneuvered destination. Not a flip, flop, tangled, topsy-turvy, wham, slam, but a slow guide at an angle almost too perfect to measure. Now, it sounds like a bunch of poetic mumbo-jumbo, right? And most people don't get into poetic talk because it's really weird stuff, because only the poet knew of the moment what he was writing about. But if you break it down, I turn to face my ink. That is somebody who says, I am ready to bare my soul. I am ready to open up my life to hear as well as receive. I turn to face my ink. It's bathed in a golden color to symbolize the departure of seasons. That's honesty. That's opening up your life to where you're going to speak with an honest tongue, and that you're not going to fantasize about where you would like to be and only be disappointed when it doesn't come to be. A leaf falls from heaven. A thought. That's what a leaf is. A leaf falls from heaven. Every fall, I will step out inside the trees of this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina, and I will watch as the leaves fall down, and I greet them as they come down. Because the blades of grass and the animals below have stood there for, what, how many seasons? 3 seasons? For those leaves to come down. Because they're going to need those leaves to keep them warm during the winter months. That leaf tumbles a carefully maneuvered destination. God knows exactly where he's going to put that leaf and who is going to receive that leaf, just as much as when you're writing or you're creating things. There is a destination to your release. Somebody, not you, somebody is going to receive it. It's not going to be a flip, a flop, a tangle, topsy-turvy, wham, slam, but a slow guide. And that's where a lot of mistakes take place, because we want instant success. We want people to easily recognize us. But in fact, it is a slow guide. It is part of the process in order to gain progress. And it's always at an angle almost too perfect to measure. Because how can you predict where you stand today? Could you have done it 5 or 10 years ago? Could you have done it even 30 years ago if you're that old? We can try to set out on a path to discover America, but you know what? When it really comes down to it, Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. I'm Errol, and that's your Daily Ray of Light.